Once again, we thank you so very much for your study of the Bible with us from morning to morning. We thank you so much for your turning to the pages of the Word of God and letting it speak to you as we try to seek the information in an objective way as to what God would have us to know. After emphasizing the place of faith and baptism into salvation, as we did in previous lessons, and also the study of how we get to the point of baptism by faith, repentance, confession, and then baptism into Christ, we've talked about how to live for the Lord from day to day. Now, you can go back to these studies anytime at the CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com and get that particular information there. How we now are to live once we're in Christ Jesus, how are we to live? Paul addressed the thought in 1 Timothy 4 at verse 12 to the young preacher Timothy, telling him to be an example of the believer in word and in conversation and in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. As he lived from life from day to day, he would meet people, and as a result, he would be a wonderful tupas, an example to them, so that as they came into contact with him, they would have a little bit of that to be on them as well. And so they would be people who were also examples for Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, many have misinterpreted the passage to say that the Holy Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are the children of God, when in fact it actually says bears witness with our spirit. As we follow the way of the Lord as he's taught, then the Holy Spirit bears record that we are faithfully the children of God. Thanks for your time today. This is Robert Rawson for the Crockett Church of Christ, located 7458 Highway 4 West, Senatobia, Mississippi, 38668.